Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Go, go, go. Mixed up a Siciliana, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with the hey mambo.
Ma!
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Mozzarella, hey mambo, mambo Italiana, try an angelada with the fish bacala and then hey gumba.
Hey.
That was fantastic.
Wow.
How you doing?
Better every day.
Hey, if I was any better, there'd need to be two of me.
Oh, this fucking guy.
Guys, welcome to Only Italians, episode one. It's a pleasure to be here. Gas Digital called me to come in here, you know, do a little show for everybody, for you fucking rap bastard cocksuckers out there. And, you know, I said, you know what? I'll take the day off to be here. I bought a little bread, guys.
Because that's what we do here, for Italians only. Break a little bread.
Break a little balls. You hear that motherfucking gunshot? Hold on.
Snap out of it,
you fucking half a mook.
Okay, what the fuck?
What are you doing? Introduce yourself over here, pal.
How you doing? You guys know me. This is Baby Dick Damara. Proud to be on the show. Proud to be back. Proud to be here with my boys.
Proud to be Italian. Baby Dick, because your father's Big Dick.
My father's Big Dick. His father before him, Old Dick.
Old Dick. You know, that's how it was Italians do. You got Big Tony, Little Tony, Baby Tony. So, you know, if it's Richard, we just call you Dick. Rich is a little too long, so you just abbreviate it.
Yeah, it ain't short for Dick, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, let me see that fucking thing you got there. And then we got my pal here right here, this guy right here. I mean, this fucking guy.
Oh,
this fucking guy.
This fucking guy right here.
I mean, you hear that? Guy. Just close your eyes, everybody, for a second. Talk. Go ahead.
He's already halfway there.
Talk.
This fucking guy bought my fucking blazer.
Look at that.
With the fucking medication.
Look at that. Is that fucking Gandolfini or not Gandolfini? Hold on. I'm going to press this. Hold on.
Charcoal briquette. A Moulinian.
That was the same fucking guy. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Asian Gandolfini here.
Fucking Jimmy the Gook Gandolfini.
Jimmy the fucking Gook Gandolfini, one of the baddest motherfuckers you'll ever meet. And now, I usually don't have anybody that's not Italian on the show, you know? I try to stick strictly Italian.
Oh, fucking Italian gay.
But there's something about this guy, you know? If you keep your eyes closed and listen, everything's all right. Don't open your eyes, because you'll be disappointed, because he's a gentleman. But this guy right here is a good fucking guy. Boys, dig in. Have some prosciutto.
Hey, there's none. You ask me, the Asians, the Italians, we got more in common than you think. You know, we love the fish.
Mm.
We love smoking cigarettes.
Mm.
And we love hanging out behind stores.
It's fucking right. It's fucking right. Oh.
There you go. Every time you speak the truth, you're going to hear gunshots.
The fuck was that?
They're still going. I think
Either the sound of the truth or a Moulinian at a strip club.
Get out of my fucking neighborhood! Get out of here! Get out of my fucking neighborhood. We're going to go right into our first segment. Get out of my neighborhood. Baby Dick, tell us about it. I thought I pressed the...
Can you maybe unclick it? Is it still
pressing? Wait, what? No. What do you want?
The guy won't die. What do you want me to do? The guy won't die.
What do you want? This is a Kindle fucking Wheezes. Jesus.
Guy, I tell you what, I've never fucking had this.
You're not gonna believe.
Fucking sensational, gay. This is fucking amazing.
It's pretty good.
They don't got this over there in my land. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We don't know where he's from, but you know. So when you say your land, I want to be nice, but what are we fucking half gays over here?
Yeah. I just gotta say, there's benefits to having food that wasn't hung upside down naked in a store window for 3 weeks.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
You fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
I'm going to take this pen and jab it right in your eye like Pesci. Great movie. What movie is that from? Tell me.
Come on. My cousin Vinny.
Is there an ernt button? Hold on.
Gabagool.
You're wrong. It's from Casino, you cock sniffer. What's wrong with this fucking guy?
Casino.
I lost 2 pounds. Look at that. Fucking feeling good here.
Let's throw on your cock.
Feeling pretty good here, fucking guy. Nice. I like that you came in with your blazer. Yeah. You look good. This guy, the only guy that didn't get affected by the quarantine over here was locked down. My wife and kids was fucking miserable.
Oh, Maron. These kids, they're breaking my balls.
all of these kids, you know, and half of them are not even my kids, you know. They're all fucking stepkids, but I'm a good guy, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, they're all white.
Yeah.
They're all from the motherland.
Yeah, you know, that's what I like to believe. And then, you know, this one guy's got a hammer bigger than mine. Oh!
Gabagool.
So what are you going to do?
What is this, mozzarella right here?
This is mozzarella. Give it a taste.
What's
this is,
I'm going
to, listen, I want you to taste it before I tell you where it's from, because I was running late this morning, boys. I fucking apologize. Some fucking Muyan jumped on the train, on the 4 train, and I was in fucking traffic for 45 minutes. So I ended up getting this at Grand Central.
Place. I said it's the 4 train. It's not for you.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you bastard. I only take the Metro North now because I just can't. Like, I'm too old. I'm too old for any other race right now, unfortunately. I'm just too old to deal with any other race.
Yeah, I speak what I speak.
What are you going to do? I've dealt with it for a long time. It's done now. I want only Italians. Only my race. Hold on.
Only fucking Italians.
You shit-kicking, stinky, horseman horse-smelling motherfucker, you.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about gentrification.
What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, they come, they go.
They come, they go. They play music in their cars with the windows and the doors open.
They leave their hot Cheetos wrappers in front of the tree by my fucking house.
Right by my fucking house. And I watch them.
My kids play there.
Chicken bones. Takis. You ever have takis?
Takis, what is that?
Takis, it's that spicy fucking bag of chip. It's a fucking, you eat it, you shit blood for 4 days.
I'd soon as have that fucking street corn with Cheetos on it.
Oh, God, that's another fucking situation. These fucking Mexicans have put mayo on corn. What the fuck are they doing?
It's a fucking disgrace.
Thank you.
Fucking sacrilegious right there.
Mayo on corn. Looks like they just pulled it out of their grandmother's pussy.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. She's got a big fucking push. That whole corn comes out, unless it's half a corn. If you got half a corn, guys, it's all right. You know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Some of us are not blessed with big brajoles. And, you know, you got to make it work. What are you going to do? Hold on. Let's just press a button and see what happens.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Take this dick or not.
Speaking of which, I got to thank Shannon in the booth. Shannon, you do a great job.
God bless you, Shannon.
Today. Shannon. Let's see. Can we get a little peek at your baby girl?
Let's go take a look at Shani.
Look at that.
Model.
What a face. Shannon, I'm going to ask you a question.
I've never felt more at home in my life.
I'm going to ask you a question right now, and I want you to give me an answer. No disrespect.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Not at all.
You say no. It's okay.
It is what it is.
You won't be my guma?
Oh, I mean that.
No, I'm sorry. I prefer to
Hold on. I mean, set you up a nice little apartment. You don't got to work. You just stay. I come over once, twice a week. I bang you.
Fucking.
You know, I don't eat the puss. You know, but that's, hey, it's a cultural thing. Come on, you don't got to work. You're a made woman. You're all set. No more coming in, Gas Digital, taking the fucking bus like a mook.
No more fucking shit streaks on the toilet. You know, I hear the fucking boss here. He shits. He fucking sniffs his fingers when he wipes his ass. What kind of horse shit is this?
What a fucking fanoid.
Jews and Puerto Ricans shouldn't run businesses.
Not
fucking
at all. Italians only. What are they doing over here? Fucking bidet? What am I in fucking France over here?
What am I getting my ass eaten?
What am I going to get my fucking, what is this, ass hunters?
Yeah. Shannon, I'll give you to the end of the episode. You decide. You be my guma. I set you up for life. Okay?
Okay. What happens, though, if your wife finds out about me?
We'll take care of it.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah, what are you worried about? Come on, guys. There's no knives in this fucking joint, so we got to break the bread like fucking, like Cherokees.
Like back when we were in the fucking joint.
What kind of bread is that, guy?
It's Italian bread. What do you think it is? Look at it. Look at that. Look at that big fucking bread. Look at that. Big dents. I could beat your fucking father with this.
Bang it on the table. Let me know it's fresh.
Look at that.
Nice.
Look at that. Take this down. Get out of
here.
Get out of here.
Good piece of bread.
Enjoy it.
All right. First segment. Let's get back to it.
Let's get back to it.
Get out of my neighborhood.
Get out of my fucking neighborhood. You hear that? Get out of here with your fucking cold brew. Get out of here!
Oh, you forgot this was the very long one.
Yeah, it's okay. Just scream at everybody in your neighborhood. Scream! I'll go first. Hey, you fucking, you hook-nosed fuck! Get out of my fucking neighborhood.
When I moved to Bay Ridge, I didn't know I was gonna be opening up a refugee center for fucking Arabs. All right, I go to the grocery store. No prosciutto. No mozzarella. You know what they got? Fucking goat skeletons and a jar of olives.
Ugh. Take this honey bun halal shit out of here with your fucking wraps. How about I wrap your fucking head? Motherfucker. Go ahead.
Hey, listen here. Get the fuck out of here, Bruce Lee and the Karate Kids. This fucking gay. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Now we can talk about Asians because he did it. Get out of here, you zipperhead fuck. Get out of my neighborhood, you cock-sucking fuck. We don't want your DVDs. There we go.
And walk. I don't want you driving around my kids.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Pretty good for the first segment. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's long for a reason.
Our therapist brought that up to us, said it would help us deal with our anger issues.
I love every race, especially black women. So
Ugh.
I just want to let you guys know that this is just strictly a therapy, therapeutic.
When's the last time you've been with a black brother?
Oh, my God. Catholic school, eighth grade. Eighth grade Catholic school, you know.
She was 23.
Her name was Kimon. She was beautiful, you know. She would roll her skirt up a little bit. You'd just see the crevice of her purple choke come out of her bush hairs, little tiny bush hairs. You would see when you would go under the steps, she would go up the steps, and I would always peek down, and I'd see the little purple bush hairs.
My she God. Got big ass on her?
Oh, God, she had a fucking wagon on her. Okay.
How are the titties? They hang like the National Geographic?
Yeah. It was right out of Zimbabwe. You know, she had golden bangles around her neck. Like Ripley's Believe It or Not. But, you know, she was a fucking good girl. You know what I mean? A good girl. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these fucking putans now, they're shaking their asses on TikTok and they're fucking, I wish I could suck Dwayne The Rock Johnson's cock. No, this girl was a good girl. She read Cosmopolitan, and she was a good fucking girl. I'm going to start fucking crying if we keep talking about it.
Whatever happened to her?
I told her to get out of my fucking neighborhood. Get out of here, Kimon. What about you?
Ever since you killed the brother in that drug deal,
I had to do what I had to do. You know what I mean? These guys over here fucking breakdancing on boxes.
Hey, listen, if he could have held that gun the regular way, he would have got you first.
You know, but too bad he wants to fucking hold it sideways. Like
all style.
Like if he's in fucking
all style.
Wanted. He wants to curve the fucking bullets. I got Wanted from one of the Asians on DVD in my neighborhood. It was a grainy, but it's actually a pretty good movie.
It was the first hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Then after that, it doesn't. You know,
I made up the ending.
Yeah. The ending is that he wakes up out of the Matrix, right? They're all the same fucking movie, whatever. Anyways.
They killed his dog.
Which brings us to our next segment, De Niro Talk.
Snap out of it.
Bobby. Jimmy the Gook. What was the last De Niro movie you saw?
I saw fucking, let me think about it. That's a good question. I saw that fucking bullshit with He's a Boxer.
Raging Bull.
Okay, no. What the fuck is Stallone?
Raging Bull? No. You're gonna talk shit about Raging Bull? What do I do with this red button? Does your chair fucking drop down to hell?
Come on. No. The movie with the computer simulation.
Hang on, man.
Oh, The Irishman. Yeah, I mean, it's Scorsese, though. I mean, we're gonna bash Scorsese in our first episode?
No, we ain't gonna talk about that movie and why everybody had big ears like old men for no reason.
Nah, these guys...
That fucking movie.
I don't know about this.
It's like 18 hours long, guy.
Talks among yourselves. I'm not going to be a part of this.
No. Sure. I know movie you're talking about.
I'm not going to be a part of it.
I don't know. Was it a contender? He could have been a contender.
Yeah. It's fucking 18 hours long.
Shannon, in the booth.
I'm not bashing Scorsese on my first episode. I refuse.
Watch the Grandpa movie that he just did. Because I think the quarantine fucked it up. It didn't come out.
Daddy comes home. Daddy's home.
No, there's a new one. There's something with the war on the grandpa.
Mule.
Yeah, that's what it is. The war with grandpa.
Let's see the trailer for that. Let's see what Bobby's up to.
Look at that movie.
It's fucking beautiful.
Look at that flag. I thought it was a Mexican flag.
Making movies to pay for his black wife's restaurants.
I see. Still looks
Bobby.
Good.
Can I help you, sir?
You can help me find Maria.
Oh, Maria's
fucking
gone.
Lavelle Crawford.
Get yourself checkout now.
Please scan your item.
This is the future.
Item.
I just did.
Please scan
this is a future
item.
Movie here.
Sir?
Well, the wrong guy was shoplifting, I tell you that.
You're not putting me in a hole.
What if it were our
What
home?
Is this, opposite day? Fucking.
Hi,
where's Bill Murray? Where's this fucking groundhog, too?
I saw this place that she gave me my
legend.
Happy.
Okay, walk in.
Your room.
Kid, look, I didn't want it to be this way either.
I just want my room back.
Shoot the fucking kid. Good for you, you dumb bastard.
I want to put up with this, Pete. I demand my room back or else it's war.
Declaration of war. Give me back what is mine or face the consequences. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. You got your wish.
What the?
Fast drying foam sealant.
Weren't you retarded in this movie?
Get this straight. You want
De Niro's retarded.
No, no, we didn't know. He plays a special needs man.
The two of you can't figure out some way to live in the same.
Being outsmarted by a young child for some reason.
I'm in.
This kind of aggression.
They get wise guys. It's irony.
Take it off.
Oh, fucking shit. Take it off.
Now that's cinema, guys. That's fucking cinema.
We're watching Dick killing our people.
Hanging out with Cheech Marin.
You see this? You see what Cheech Marin? You see what they're doing over here?
He should be mowing that golf course.
This guy should be relaxing, and instead he's got to do this work because of taxes.
He's
got to do
this horseshit because his wife opening fucking Nobu too.
Nobu too. The fucking
no offense.
No offense. Oh. Hold on.
Oh,
I'm funny. How? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
No offense.
I'm fucking Italian though. Doesn't even bother me. Honestly.
I mean, I think he's earned his right.
Yeah, I pretend he's one of us. He just got stung by bees.
Yeah, a lot. He's swollen.
Yeah.
He's a swollen guinea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the hornets in that Animal Crossing my granddaughter plays.
You waited online for Nintendo Switch, you got some balls.
Nah, I knew a guy.
He fell off the truck.
Yeah, I knew a guy. You know a guy.
Anyway. You circumcised?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it, you know. It's,
I mean, you're Catholic, right?
All right, you know. I'm still Buddhist gay.
All right.
I wouldn't know if you're from the Church of the Moon or something.
Hold on. Listen, hold on.
Selling roses on the highway type of Asians.
Hold on. Is it a fucking techno podcast? What the fuck is this?
This may be a mistake.
I pressed buttons on this soundboard. Wow, someone's getting fired.
I don't know what it is.
What the fuck was that?
Guy, what am I in, Gladiator?
I'm sorry. I really am. I'm really,
what the fuck
I'm
was
really
that?
Sorry. What Guy. The fuck was that? I want to hear it again. Hold on. Oh, wait, wrong button. I'm over. Did you guys just change it?
No, it's still, I think it's still playing the same.
Oh,
button.
Okay.
I know
second.
What I did.
You guys ripped this
off.
Do
you want to come and slap me?
Somebody didn't. Oh.
The button's like, I'm over here.
Hold on. These voices got shit. Who knew all this time? All this time, we've been hitting on Shannon like a bunch of nooks. All we had to do was act real ignorant.
All I had to do was press one button, and she wants me to go give her a beat and shame.
No, a little slap. Let her know she's alive.
Hold on.
Let her know it's the morning.
Hold on, let me get ready for that. I got to put on a little cologne. Brings us to our next segment, cologne talk.
Snap out of it.
What are you wearing there? What are you wearing there, baby Magoo?
I tell you what, it makes me feel like a little bit of a Fanuc. You know, the Sauvage.
Yeah.
He's got the Johnny Depula.
He's desperate right now, so he's doing anything.
He's the Edward Scissors Man.
Yeah,
And now he's got the cologne. It's real nice.
You know
real
what?
Nice.
You know what?
Real
let
nice.
Let me smell you at your wrist.
Yeah, come here.
I'm not going to lie.
It's decent.
I feel like I'm in the ocean a little bit. You know?
Decent.
Venetian. Yeah. You know?
That's some crazy bitch good. Just took a shit on your bed.
And you know, and you want to draw out, but you feel bad.
Do a few lines. Forget about it. Throw out the sheets.
Johnny Two Gooks, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing the fucking new Ping Ping.
Oh.
North Korean fucking cologne gay.
Yeah, I thought I smelled like hay when I hugged you.
Yeah.
But like nice, like a good farm.
Yeah, it's not too much, you know what I mean?
It's somewhere you go hide out.
Yeah.
It's just enough to not get fucking
murdered. Woodsy, oaky.
Yeah.
You know?
Not intimidating.
I'm glad that you guys said different colognes from the ones that you have on display.
Well, it's important. You gotta change it up. You don't want people to get to, because they get used to the smell.
Uh-huh.
Then they get bored of you real quick.
Look at this. Prada. You guys got Prada. Every holiday I get a cologne. Every communion I get a cologne. I've been baptized 7 times. I got a collection of colognes. Forget about it. Let's rate them. Prada. Good stuff right here. Look at this. 1 in a million. This guy thought it was a fucking gold. This Buddhist, you were going to
bust it. I thought it was my cell phone from 1992.
Oh! Oh, we got to cover our mouths because the fucking the federales are watching TV.
Come on.
No one's going to eat a roasted pepper.
No, we'll get there. We'll get there. We got a whole show, my friend.
It's fucking crazy, you know. But times are rough. These fucking Democrats, they're killing me.
I work for my money.
You take my money?
Right away.
You take my money? Rob my, pick my fucking pocket. Why don't you?
Why don't you just fucking, let me bend over and just stick it in my hiney.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, for what I pay for taxes? Oh. I go to the joint for a year.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Don't drop this up, but if it feels good, a little finger's all right.
He's an achy
arm. You act like a man. What's the matter with you?
And then we got Cuomo. Cuomo on the fucking TV.
Okay.
Tell me something right now. This fucking guy. This.
I've never wished death this on somebody.
Fucking guy.
But fucking Cuomo.
He's got his nipples pierced.
Fucking guy. He's got it. Yeah, he's half a fucking fag, which brings us to our new segment, Fag of the Week.
Fag of the Week.
Fag of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Now check it out. Look, we got nothing against gay people, all right?
No, we love it. We love everybody equally, all right?
We love everybody equally, nothing against gay people, all right?
Like I said on the show, break a little bread.
We're going to bring a little balls. All right. Okay. Ooh. If you get a hamburger with a lettuce wrap, you're a fag. If an ambulance is coming by and you cover your ears, you're a fag. Okay? You do your fag. All right?
If you fall in love with, marry, and have a family with someone of the same gender as you,
fag.
Yeah.
Okay?
If you own a small dog.
Fag.
Huge
just
fag.
Get a cat already, you fag. Might as well have a cat. Or a ferret, you fucking half a fag.
To walk your hamster around before you shove it up your ass.
Oh. And I got nothing against gay people,
and
the LGBT community. I like everybody. I love Ellen DeGeneres. I'm not crazy about Ellen Page. I don't like what she did. But I like everybody else, you know. So it's nothing to do with your gender. It just has to do with being a fag. Jimmy, two times. Give us a fag story.
Hey, it's Jimmy the Gook.
Jimmy the Gook.
I'll tell you this. One time, I fucking sucked a dick.
Okay, I'm not gonna judge you yet.
But it wasn't gay.
Hey,
experimental
in the joint.
Were you in the joint?
Yeah, it was. My joint, you mean high school?
That's most of joint first.
No,
my joint, you mean high school? Then yeah, the fucking joint. You know what I mean?
Hey, everybody goes through that experimental phase.
And what are you going to do? Not gay. I mean, I can't call you a fag for sucking dick.
Oh, I feel like you're judging me, gay.
No, not at all.
I come to this podcast with fucking... I didn't bring anything, but I fucking come to this podcast and you're fucking judging me, gay.
I'm not fucking judging you over here, Gandolfini.
I just got my fucking Italian card.
Yeah.
Now, real quick.
Go ahead.
Did you let him splotch in your mouth?
Yeah, did he get a little splock of old in your fucking throat over
there?
He wants every fucking detail. See, everyone's fucking detail.
What'd you eat afterwards?
Just fucking... I don't fucking know.
Did you get pasta? Was it Sunday?
Oh, what am I on the stand, gay? What the fuck?
This fucking guy. You see that? That's called not being a fag. You see the way he defends himself? You see the way he's got confidence?
That's how you act like a man!
Like a fucking man right here!
You can act like a man!
Oh, you see that? That's not a fag. Ladies and gentlemen, let's show us the fag of the week. Shani, pull him up. Look at that.
Oh!
Look at that.
Oh!
Look at this fucking egghead fag bastard.
What do you gotta have cheekbones like that as a man unless you're kissing the brajol? Unless you take the prosciutto, you put it in your mouth, you go, that's what cheekbones like that are for.
Let's break it down. Okay, this guy he's not here because he's on Fight Island. If you ever have to tell anybody you're on Fight Island, you're a fag.
Yeah, it ain't F-I-G Island. It's F-A-G Island.
He's on Fag Island.
What are you, fighting some cocks over there?
What are you doing?
Fighting the urge to fuck.
Yeah, you're fighting the urge to make your
father
happy.
Keep the pictures up. Keeps me from eating this mozzarella.
Look at the top left.
Top left. Not only a fag.
Can we get a zoom?
Hanging with a fucking Jew.
Jew? Fag. And look at the glitter. They're at the fucking Panorama Festival over here. They probably went to go see 1942.
That looks like that ain't glitter. That's that other fag's cum all over his face.
Fucking guy.
Oh.
He's got a fucking puzzle on his fucking forehead,
I
gay.
Mean, this guy right here.
Fag.
No facial hair. What's wrong?
And the fucking smirk.
It might as well be an arrow pointing to his mouth where the dicks go.
Look at that. And he's smiling about it. He's happy that his father's crying right now in his fucking grave. Look at him. What's up with this guy? He's looking at a black dude. You could tell. He's like, hey, look at him.
Oh, this makes me sick.
Makes me go
move
to the
on
next
to the
one.
Next one.
Maron.
Oh,
what's the point? What's the green screen for? You're going to fucking make a holiday card? What's wrong with these fucking guys? What's wrong with these fucking guys?
Now you see, I can almost respect him because he's got the track pants on. You know me.
Almost could respect him. I see a tattoo, and it's probably a cross, which I respect.
Yeah, that's the only tattoo you can get. You get cross, you get prayer hands, you get rosary beads.
That's it. Or any family member.
Or the name of a family member,
And the entire
face. They died
face.
That week.
They got to be dead that week.
Absolutely.
It's got to be the whole face sketched by someone at Times Square.
Yeah.
You get that tattooed, I respect you. Anything
you
else?
You got to have it at the service.
At the service, while you're saying your last speech to your dead person.
Yeah, you take
I want to hear the needle.
The end is you take your blazer off, show everybody to work. You take the bandage off.
Snap out of it.
There you go.
Yeah, so this. All right, moving on. All
I see one fag in this picture. I see a talented comic, who I really appreciate, and then I see a fag. You want to figure out which ones? One of them's a fag.
One of them looks like they're penetrating the other one right now. Exactly. That's all I got to say.
One of them looks really happy, you know, and the other one looks like, I'm not a fag, but I'm with a fag.
This is breaking my fucking heart.
This is the last moment Tim Dillon's Going to Hell was on Gas Digital. Lewis can't see Tim leaving him for Patreon. And going on to make a fortune without him after Gas Digital put thousands of dollars of resources into the show.
Get out of here. Look at this. That's called gabagool talk. That's gabagool talk.
That's good business.
Secret insider tips.
That's good business.
You telling me this guy fucking flipped?
This guy goes all for himself. Fucking thing. All for himself. But, hey, you know what? That's good business. How you get ahead in this industry. It ain't like what me and you do, these Hollywood types.
It's not fucking
all right.
Hey.
You gotta break balls, you gotta step on the heads of the people out of you.
You gotta have a little bit of fucking ego, a little bit of fucking backbone, and you just can't bend over and get plowed by everybody in the business.
And if there's one thing Tim Dillon did not do,
is get plowed. He does the
bend
plow.
Over and get plowed.
You're damn fucking right.
Nope.
Go to the next
city
photo.
By city, twink by twink.
Look at
Hey, give me a heads up, guy.
Hold on.
Give me a warning.
Hold on. Hold on. Hey, Lewis, what's in your mouth?
Gabagool.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. When did this queer meet Kingpin from Daredevil?
Love season one of Daredevil. Get out of here. He's sucking. No, we were talking about you sucking cock, but that was in your privacy.
Yeah, that was privacy. This is on stage.
This is a stage.
Blowing Vincent D'Onofrio.
In front of everybody.
Come on.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's wearing a hat backwards, sucking a cock.
Sucking a cock.
Is there anything gayer than having to turn your hat backwards to put a cock in your mouth?
That fucking Texas Roadhouse, he's sucking dick.
Gay, what? Gay, that looks like a high school hallway. What is that? The bulletin board?
This is the fuck? In front of the KIDs?
Yeah, come on.
He's sucking cock.
You know, we got kids here. This is inappropriate.
I mean,
move on. This is the fag of the week.
Fag of the week, everybody.
Fag of the week. Guy, his cheeks
Good job.
Were full.
I'll give it up for the tech guys.
Fag of the week.
Good job in the boot.
What are we going to do here? You know,
we'll do a little news, then we'll get back to one of our segments.
That sounds like a good idea. What do we got?
All right, hold on. Let's take a look. We got one for Jimmy the Gook.
Jimmy the Gook.
It's on the Dillon stories.
Jimmy the Gook.
Dillon's the fanook in the booth.
Jimmy's a good, you know what? Dillon's a good kid.
He's all right.
All right.
He's all right.
I think he's a good kid.
He's growing on me.
I like him.
I wouldn't go that far.
He showed me how to use the bidet.
I bet he did.
He showed you what it's done.
Cute Asian girl with a deep man voice takes over NYC.
That's fucking me.
This fucking guy. It's fucking me. What did you do?
Oh.
Everybody loves Andre. I mean, everybody loves Jimmy. Jimmy the Gook.
It's my first time fucking seeing this.
Good. He's so stoned. You're Asian or high? I don't know what it is.
I'm a high Mexican.
Fucking guy. I need all a right, cut
let's
of this.
Down. Let's see the cute Asian girl with deep man voice.
Look at my guns.
One second. The site deleted it. I got to find it real quick.
Oh,
give me 1 second.
Oh my God. Hold on. Come here.
This has all the compliments, too. I know.
Charcoal briquette. A moulignon.
Guy, just go to my Instagram. Andre the Comedian.
Go to the fucking Instagram. Go to this guy's fucking Instagram. What is this?
Right there.
I need a button that says, you're a fucking idiot. Do we have no buttons that do that? Jesus Christ. I like him, but you know, right now he's fucking pissing me off.
All right, we'll move on.
What happened?
We'll look at Shannon's stories. We'll come back to this one.
Jesus.
I don't want to stress
Christ
him out.
Christ almighty.
All right, listen. We all know, you know, Dillon got his gig here. We know his father. His father's been good to us over the years.
His father's a
favorite. He's a very powerful man.
Maybe we get some beers. Maybe we get some beers.
Yeah.
Right, you guys want to drink?
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, last time I hung out with you, I drank a whole bottle of Sambuca and I saw the devil the next fucking morning. So, I don't know about that.
We were drinking to commemorate John Travolta's career.
Got one of the best. I don't care what you say about Johnny Travolta. He's been through a lot. He's got his kid's got autism. He walks on his tippy toes and he died in a fucking airplane accident. So, let's show some fucking respect.
By the way, Travolta, they say he goes the other way.
He does. All right, next subject.
But that's that.
We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
You have respect,
okay?
Right?
We have respect for the fucking guy.
Yeah, come on.
You know, you were just talking about how you were gobbling cocks, and what did we do? We moved on, yeah, right? Come on. We're not going to do that to John.
Come on.
Grease fucking lightning.
Have respect.
He made the Italian image in Grease. When I saw Grease as a kid, I said, I want to be like this guy.
You're right.
I'm sorry. He's singing and dancing. I should have known right there.
Saturday Night Fever. Turns out he has it Sunday through Friday as well. All right, Dylan, you got this. Show us this.
I'm having cheese.
We fucking stalled enough.
Come on, let's have cheese. Come on, kid.
Yo, you watch the side talk. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick. Yo, fuck the quarantine, bitch. Got me fucked up. I ain't staying the fuck.
That's Aquafina.
I was out there every motherfucking day. What's good?
Oh,
get my ass, bitch.
Your voice has been subject to a lot of controversy. People are saying it's fake. What do you want to say to them?
Man, let me tell you something. Suck my dick. I've always been sound like this, bitch. What's up? What's up?
I ain't broke. I don't run no damn bitch ass MTA. Look at that shit.
Real New Yorkers, we ride fucking trucks. Feel me? Grip that bitch and you out that bitch. It's brick outside. What's up? Suck my dick. What's good, bitch? Suck my dick.
I'm raised in New York, bitch. The fuck were you from? Ohio? That's how I thought so. Shut the fuck up.
2 times for the birthday, bitch. 3 times for the birthday, bitch.
It's a birthday, y'all. You know you about to get the good shalong tonight.
Yeah, how you feel about undergenerous?
I'm degenerous?
Fuck that, bitch. Give me some fucking money, bitch. I want 10K. Matthew, I want
to turn
this
off.
Fucking is
yeah,
fucking.
Oh,
fucking why was his BT?
Oh,
this is what happens when the 3-year-olds who make Timberlands in the factory get out.
Exactly. They come out blacker than ever, these fucks. Look at that. What is this?
Oh.
What is this? I don't want to see this shit.
Hey, that just ruined my fucking day.
Fucking ruined my fucking day over here.
What is this, 106 in Park? What happened? You got beautiful, exotic woman.
Exotic.
All you got to do, be a little demure.
All you gotta do is
bring it down a little.
Respect. You know,
I ain't saying bound your feet or nothing.
No.
But, you know, have a little respect.
Hey, listen, you made an iPhone? Okay. Yeah. You know, thank you for that contribution.
Take your violin lessons and leave the motherfuckers at home.
Here's a piano.
Yeah.
Steinway & Sons. I bought it for you. Cash. Play it. And fucking act right.
Yeah, go on it. Play some chopsticks. No coincidence. This is also an easy song to play on the piano.
Simple song. Nothing to do with the race. What are you fucking doing?
Hey.
What is she doing?
Yeah, I know.
She thinks it's fucking 8 Mile.
Okay. She got no class.
No fucking class.
No class.
She's going to start freestyling?
You want to be inside a woman like that? She looks up at you. Fuck me, motherfucker!
Come on. Gross. I got to bring her home to my mother and say, hey, mommy, this is Lidlin. And then she's like, what's good, nigga?
She'll wake up the whole neighborhood. You put your brajol in her.
Come on. What are you gonna do? We're gonna have to cut that part out. Hold on.
Snap out of it.
Next story.
All right, another story. I'm looking at the Shannon stories.
Love Shanny.
Love her. Love her. She could be my grandma.
I don't like that she doesn't eat meat, but besides that, I bought an artichoke cart.
She will soon.
I ate those artichokes. Oh. I bought those at Grand Central.
Nurse suspended for having sex with a COVID patient. Shani, tell us all about it, baby girl.
Let's
hear about it.
Okay, so this is actually a male nurse that was in the hospital and had something going with one of the COVID patients. So the nurse removed his PPE, went into the restroom.
I wish I could do that every time I had to take a piss at the bar.
Did you just
you take this into the bathroom for me. Oh.
Did you just spell pee-pee instead of saying pee-pee? I'm confused. I'm really confused. Go back to the study.
Start it again.
Did you just spell pee-pee? Just say pee-pee.
Oh, come on.
It's personal protective equipment.
Okay.
PPE.
I didn't make it past 7th grade, guys. You know, I read one book of Mice and Men.
So the nurse took off his equipment, had sex with the COVID patient, and he was fired for taking off, just for taking off his personal protective equipment.
Should have been wearing a penis protector, putting in another man like that.
Yeah, you fucking wrist ain't Kobe, Indiana Jones fucking, Magoo fucking guy.
Asking to lose weight rapidly.
Yeah, you looking fucking, you looking Magic Johnson over here.
He's fucking Acheon.
What?
He's an Acheon, this gay.
He's an acorn.
An Acheon.
He's a fucking Acheon.
Ain't worried about COVID-19 or HIV plus sign. Yeah, you know
get
what
the
I mean?
HIV there, pal. You better be careful. Fucking running around, no socks on, too. You probably got dirty feet as fuck.
Hold on. The second part of the story. Shannon, read the second sentence.
Guy, have some cheese.
Oh, hold on. Okay. So the incident was discovered when the patient posted about the situation on Twitter, including screenshots of messages between the couple, including details about lubricant and the size of their genitals.
All right. What we got here is a fucking rat.
We got a fucking...
We got a rat in the house.
Rat. And you know how I treat rats?
With a very long drop.
Hold on. There's more rats. Hold on. Look.
They're all over the place.
Hey, that's what you fucking get.
Oh, hey, I heard what you said. Come here.
You with the slice of pizza in your mouth.
Come here, you fuck. Oh. You.
You training the Ninja Turtles.
Master Splinter. Hey, Asian woman, do my nails or shut up.
You trying to be a French chef in a Pixar movie.
Fucking Ratatouille. Come here. Come here, fucking Ratatouille, you fuck. Ratatouille, get the fuck out of here. No Italian. Pasta's pasta. Pasta's pasta. You know pasta? You want to know what the fucking types of pasta? You ready? Angel hair pasta, lasagna, rigatoni, pappardelle, linguine. That's it. I don't want to hear Ratatouille.
Oh, no spaghetti.
No spaghetti.
Well, angel hair pasta counts as all of those. Spaghetti, angel hair, it all kind of all the same thing.
No fettuccine, gay.
That's linguine, kind of all the same. Dang. It all kind of, it's just a little bit long, a little bit thicker. It's all kind of the same.
No ziti.
Yeah, you're right, I forgot about the penne. I forgot about the penne. But don't come up to me with this ratatouille shit, bullshit, fucking pumpkin ravioli. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey.
Gabagool.
You think you come to me with fucking... Ratatouille, shove it up your wife's cunt.
Shove it up your fucking ass, okay, you dirty fucking mutt.
So this Fanook is in jail. This fucking nurse Fanook takes off the PPE.
She takes off his PPE.
They takes off his PPE.
Which means he was
makes
trans.
Makes sweet love to you.
Uh-huh.
Sweet love. In the hospital, knowing you're sick.
Something you about
going,
that.
You going fucking... First of all, I don't tweet. I ain't a fucking bird.
I think I kind of like
it. Yeah, me too.
I ain't a bird. I don't tweet. All right?
I think I'm getting a little bit turned on.
This guy goes on Twitter, of all places, talks about the size of this guy's brajol.
Was it big?
I'd imagine so. They need some lubricant.
It's good public, good publicity.
He's taking screenshots? I don't want those screenshots. That's rat behavior.
Yeah, just...
I don't want those screenshots. What happens between me and you?
States.
Me and you, you take your phone, you crush it, you throw it in a river.
You fucking throw it in a river. You hold on to this fucking sweet memory. You know, we you know, and I like that sick smell, you know, that bed smell. I like it.
The emergency
room smell kind of turns me on a little bit. You know, it smells like...
Right
know,
after they bleach the floors.
Right after they bleach the floors, you know, you smell the fucking hand sanitizer, the pink soap. I kind of like that.
Somebody might have died.
You what, like that generic soap.
You want to do a fucking hookup? Yeah. Like you're doing a murder.
Like you're fucking, I want to smell pennies, you know?
Yeah.
I want to hear a beep, beep, beep. Yep. And right when I come, beep, I'm dead because I came so hard.
You gotta go in quiet. You take her to your mother's house.
Mm.
She's in the trunk. Mm. Your mother makes you have dinner at 3 in the morning.
Mm.
Nothing big, but she's got stuff. She put it in the oven. She keeps it up real
leftovers.
Quick. Leftovers. Yeah. What, are you hungry? Come on.
Fucking starving. You guys are not, I'm trying to be a gentleman in front of my guests. You guys are not touching the fucking cheese.
You're like, mom, you gonna use this knife? Can I borrow this knife?
Take it.
Good knife.
It's a good fucking knife. Good knife. Like Puerto Rican.
All right, we got a nice little segment coming up.
Snap out of it.
The segment is called Mary Fungul or Whack. Oh, there we go. This fucking drop like I'm in a fucking Transformers 4. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Charcoal briquette. A moulignon.
Before you, Shannon, put on the song I told you to play.
Shanny.
Anybody Oh, there we go.
This is fucking nice.
A little something for the kids, you know?
This is nice.
Back in my day, on my own.
Back in the old days.
Picking up my girl.
The old dame.
No masks. Good service.
No condoms.
No condoms. Champagne. No lines at the DMV.
None of this Me Too shit.
None of this Me Too shit. You could grab a girl by her ass and tell her, good morning.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
Let me see. Come here. Let me grab your fat ass.
Don't make me.
Only Me Too in my life be like, hey, Marie sucked my dick last night.
Oh.
Me Too. Oh.
The fuck out of here. The good old fucking day.
And that's all. We bring back a game from a childhood. It ain't Kick the Can.
Uh-uh.
It ain't Kick the Spick.
Nope.
Nope. It's Mary Fungal Whack.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
And you know how this game works, all right? You got to marry one, you got to fungal one, and one, they got to go. You
got
to whack them.
Get the fuck out of here.
And not the way you used to in high school there, Jimmy the Gook.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we got to take them down, swim with the fishes.
What do we got here? We waiting?
All right, you ready? This is our first one.
Again, Dylan, what are you doing?
Come on.
This fucking guy, he's a cute kid. I'd bang him, but...
All right. Bianchi.
Okay. All right.
Bianchi, black broad.
You know how I feel about the blacks. I love the women, but I don't like the men or the children. Now, I would marry her.
Well, let's see the other options first.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, I thought, you know.
There's three options. Whoa!
Whoa! Legend. I'm going legend. All right.
She looks like a James Bond villain.
Oh, come on.
Perfection.
Oh, my God. She perfection. Smells like...
There's nothing
she,
like it.
I smell the sweet pea from Bath and Body Works on her. Oh, my God.
What was she in?
Everything. She's in every fucking movie.
Oh, the fucking go back.
She's all you.
What are you, IMDb?
I am fucking. You are fucking. Don't call me a fucking IMDb.
The fuck out of here. Fucking all these people.
Marissa Tomei.
Oh.
Oh.
Fucking.
She's in everything.
All right.
She's beautiful.
Sex in the City over here.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Fucking thinks she's Aunt May.
Fucking guy. Yeah, you're ready to fucking. Chow it down.
All right.
What is
Shannon,
this?
Tell it.
Oh, we pulled
out IMDb. Tell the man about Marissa.
Look at that. Look at all the movies.
He's got to learn.
Look at that.
I would go to the classic ones. Not Norman Lear's All in the Family. But hey,
yeah, not the Hallmark ones. Not the ones that she did in the Hallmark Channel.
I would. Yeah, I would start with the important part of
good
her
ones.
Career.
Let's see. Come on.
Yeah, Amsterdam. Very. Yeah, you know.
She did a lot of movies I never seen. Fact
this movie works a lot.
Oh, anger management.
Oh,
that's one of my favorite fucking movies.
The Wild Thornberries. Get the fuck out. What Women Want, classic. Mel Gibson. Free Mel Gibson. He was a good man. What else we got? Seinfeld?
You gotta go all the way back. Come on.
She's on Seinfeld. By the way, new show on Gas Digital. Gomez watches Seinfeld. You guys should check it out on Sundays.
Absolutely. It's Luis J. Gomez's beautiful sister. How you doing, baby girl?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah. And then they're watching little Seinfeld for the first time.
She's freaking cute. So, who are you gonna fungal?
My cousin Vinny was the main one, by the way.
Thank you.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, I knew that.
All right, so we got Beyonce, Madonna, Marissa Tomei. Now, I say, Madonna, that ain't a feather in your cap. Everybody, who hadn't been there?
Something about her, though. Something about her.
Now, listen, I named after Jesus' mother.
Yeah,
Madonna. Madonna Saccone, the good Italian name. But now, with the British accent, all the bullshit, I don't like it. Beyonce, that's a fucking feather in your cap.
That's
the queen of Zamunda.
Brick house.
You go to the hood, you go pick up whatever you gotta pick up, you get respect. They know you put your brajout in Beyonce. You get respect everywhere you go.
Baddest bitch in the game wearing my chain?
Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
Jimmy the Gook.
Fucking
sorry.
Get it right. I'll tell you what, fucking marry Beyonce. I'm fucking your fucking girl, Tomei. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, wow. That's a lot of level of disrespect. Wow.
And I'm fucking whacking Madonna.
I gotta say.
say?
We're close. We got one single idea, my friend. Madonna's gotta go.
Madonna's gotta go.
Put her in a fucking limo. Okay. Have Dennis Rodman fucking split her in half.
All right.
I'm throwing the prosciutto and Beyonce.
I can't stop.
And I'm marrying my queen, Marissa Tomei.
Okay.
Best there is ever.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. I agree. You marry Tomei for sure. She's a good woman. She's gonna cook. She's gonna make the gravy on a Sunday. Okay, we know she's good. That's out of the picture. Now, I think I'm gonna kill Beyonce for one reason. You guys could figure that reason yourself.
Oh, what a reason I could think of, possibly.
You guys could figure out that reason on your own.
Now, are you afraid of retribution from her husband? Jay-Z.
Yeah, fucking Jay-Z. Get the fuck out of here. Pushing dope on 125th. I was pissing on 125th when I was 14, you cocksucker. You can suck my dick, Jay-Z. I'm killing her for one reason, and we don't know that reason. Second, I'm gonna bang Madonna. She fucking takes cock like a sailor. You know how good that's gonna be? That choach, she's juicy. She's got a vagina that's got lips on it like a fried butterfly. Come on!
Yeah, but your pecker might fucking hit the sides like the dinner bell in the Old West.
It definitely will.
Oh. Ring, ding, 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 ring, ding, 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 ring, ding, ding.
Tombstone is a great movie.
In the head.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. They let you know the bread's ready. Ding, 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 dong. Ding,
it's like a ring, pinball ding, game. Italiano. Hey, Mojo. Ring out of Mariana. Yeah. I'm fucking Madonna. Next.
All right. Next grouping.
Legend.
Oh. Bobby.
Wait, these are dudes.
hey, listen, it's for the sake of the game.
Totally fine. That's fine. So, no problem.
Bobby De Niro.
I like how we're closeted homosexuals.
Little Richard. Number two, Little Richard.
Who the fuck is... Wait. That's a Puerto Rican.
Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that?
That is Joe Pesci as Salvador Dali.
It looks like one of the scrolls from the Marvel movies over here.
He's become an old Chinese man.
Gee, yeah, he looks like Shin Shig. He's hiding the Soul Stone. Get the fuck out of here. Next.
Oh,
his something going on with his face. Jesus Christ, he's got no upper lip.
He looks like Hannibal Lecter still ate the top of his brain.
He's fucking gay.
He looks like a burn victim. I was Jesus just Christ. Say that. Okay, great minds think alike. I love y'all. Okay, come on. I don't know. This is tough.
Leota. So what do we got here? We got three classics. The three leading men from the best movie of all time, in my opinion, Goodfellas.
Okay.
You got your De Niro.
Okay.
You got your Pesci. You got your Leota.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Now, my guess, Leota wasn't too good with his money because he's doing some pretty shitty movies still.
I agree.
Pesci, walk away.
Walked away.
Didn't got to do a goddamn thing. Mm. Said, you know what? I got Goodfellas. I got Home Alone.
Which,
I got
the royalties on Home Alone
every Christmas. The check you get,
year.
The check you
cash,
fucking get,
cash,
you get a cut of
cash,
that.
Cash.
You get a cut of that too.
He got a what?
You get a cut of that.
He gets a big fucking cut. That's what I just said.
And then De Niro stuck doing water, Grandpa.
Yeah,
fucking
movies with 50 Cent over here.
Over what's here, he doing?
How many fucking movies?
I'm talking about financial stability, but I want a man's gonna be home, take care of me. I want to feel love in his arms, and I think I gotta go Pesci. I gotta go Pesci. If I'm marrying,
you're marrying Pesci.
I'm marrying Pesci.
I'm marrying Pesci too. Yeah. I agree. All across the board, marry Pesci.
Yeah.
Come on, what's the problem?
Plus, then you know you're the tall one. You feel powerful.
Yeah. What's your
you can be the little spoon.
All right, wait, hold on, wait. So who the fuck are you going to marry?
I'm going to marry De Niro, gay.
Wow. All right.
De Niro.
Why?
Godfather 2, gay.
That's right. You got a point. All respectable choices, okay? Who are we going to whack now? Hold on.
Gabagool. Then you see... The idea would be De Niro because he's so old as it is. How many more movies he got on?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of De Niro, man.
Ray Liotta, he's got them piercing eyes.
Yo, Ray Liotta.
They melt your soul.
I mean, he's doing
He looks into your eyes.
He looks into your eyes. And he sees into your soul. He grabs your fucking neck. He'll grab my... Look at that. He's like, he's grabbing. He's got a face like, I'm not gonna kill you, but I'm going to choke you until you come.
$60,000, Karen! It's all we had!
Come on, Karen.
I think we got it right here. Uh-oh, an ad just pulled up on the soundboard. I can play. It's a slot machine. Don't make me... I'll touch it.
It says free install.
Don't
I'll
do
touch
it. He's a gambling
I'll
addict.
I'll touch it.
He's a gambling
Change
addict.
It.
Dylan.
I'm an Empire Casino. Change it.
All right. Don't
free slot play.
Don't try and make a bid out of it.
You know how many free
Come on.
You know how many free slot play I have? How much? I can go to the Caesars for 7 months. $0.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. Get out of here. You got the Kumia package.
Let me tell you something right now. Hold on. Look at that. I've spent so much money at Caesars. They've given me this is pure ivory. Look at this. Caesars lighter. You see that? Pure ivory. You know how much this is worth?
Not the casino. Not the casino.
Yeah,
the Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire gave me this. You know how much this is worth?
Oh.
$17.50 right here. Check it out.
Nice.
For a lighter? Look at that.
That's nice.
Caesars.
That's nice.
Oh, that got me really nervous. I'm sorry. I haven't been to Empire City in a long time since the quarantine.
Me, I'm more of a Borgata kind of guy.
Borgata's
not
bad. Borgata's
nice. You go down to the Borgata. You spend a few dollars.
Borgata's pretty nice. It's not bad. As long as you stay off the boardwalk because you will get sickle cell disease.
I'm more of a Mohegan Sun kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Right,
well, a little off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mohegan Sun is a little far. Okay.
I got a little Asian section. You know what I mean?
All right.
He likes to pretend he's a Native American with bad allergies.
Yeah.
He's a Claritin D, you fuck. Wait a second. Wait. Explain that to me. Explain that to me. There's a new segment of the show called Explain That to Me.
Oh.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm clowning.
Hey, Tonto, pop a Benadryl.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a Zyrtec. Do me a favor. What is it with this fucking, you know, and like I'm a racist, okay? You know, this
sure.
is...
Hey, everybody's got a little bigotry.
I got... Flaws. Accept me for my flaws, okay? One, two.
That's what we're working on in therapy. Yeah, accepting ourselves for our flaws.
For our flaws. We're here. We're trying to fucking make it. What is this with the sections in the casino where they're all playing like fucking checkers and shit?
Okay. It's the fucking territory. We get our own territory.
Ah.
So we get to do our own shit.
Yeah, but like how much cash are you guys pulling in? I walk the casino, I see my Sex in the City slots. Yep. You know, my wife loves that. You know, yeah. Sex in the City.
And then you go, what's that? Cigarettes, Asians.
Yeah. And they look like they're fucking, they're winning, they're bowing, they're getting chips and tokens like they're playing fucking Jumanji.
Oh, yeah,
it's 4:30 in the morning. What are they doing?
4:30 in the morning. They got all these different fucking pieces. They're all fucking moving things around. You know, what are they playing?
Chicken cheesy parcheesi.
Yeah, they're fucking playing chutes and ladders and winning cash. Explain the Chinese section of the casino for me, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're playing fucking Sudoku.
Yeah.
Dominoes.
Huh?
Chinese dominoes. You ever play dominoes?
Yeah.
Worst pizza I ever had.
Worst fucking pizza. Don't even fucking
Chinese dominoes?
Don't fucking. You know I got ADD. I will forget everything we're talking about if we get to pizza talk.
Thin crust with bat?
Get
out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Papa John's should be forgiven. He's not a horrible person. Come on. Right? I mean, we've all had slip ups. Yeah.
Bad pizza, great politics.
Great politics.
Yeah.
So every time I go to fucking Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, there's always a section where they're like fucking the Asian guys. They take their shoes off and they're fucking, they're all around a table like this.
Yeah.
And they got like these little fucking like, I don't even know what you call them, like fucking medallions or something. And they fucking, they're putting it on black and white and black. And it's not roulette. I went, I said, this is roulette. And that guy was like, Sheng Mao Dao, Sheng Nemo. And he kicked me off the fucking thing. And he's like, I'm a diamond member, you fuck. Show me how to play the fucking game. And they never showed me, so can you teach me how to play?
To be honest with you, I'm fucking retarded.
Oh.
So I don't know how to play any of those fucking games.
All right.
But
got any new stories?
Sure, let's move on. Luckily, we got two more Mary Fongo Wax. Thank God. Thank God for this piece of paper. Shannon, bring up these three.
To learn
these
some
three beautiful. Oh. Oh. The king of the queens of the queen.
That looks like Shannon. Is that Shannon?
I love the trash.
That looks like Shannon.
Oh. Leah Remini.
Wait, that's Leah Remini?
Leah Remini. The king of queens. The wife.
This fucking bro. Let me tell you about
escaped
this fucking
the Scientology.
Bro.
Let him talk.
She escaped.
She escaped the Scientology.
Oh. Wait a second. That's
she
not
got out.
The same. That's not Leah Remini.
Yes, it is.
That's fucking Leah Remini.
That's
I
not
make that up. Listen, you dumb spick. I think it's Leah Remini.
All right.
That's what I would be saying to you if you
know,
weren't
but she
Italian.
Don't look like Leah. She don't look like Leah Remini.
She
right.
escaped. You had to change your face. She
yeah,
escaped
no, and
the
I saw it. I know who that girl is. It's the same. I guess it is from King of Queens. She just looks a little more attractive here. All right. Anyways, go ahead. Good photo of her.
Oh.
What the fuck is this guy?
Is that Hugh Grant? Isabella Rossellini.
Oh.
It has been hot at one point.
Show me. All right. We're going to have to see her catalog.
That is not.
Because.
She looks like a British schoolboy.
She's exactly what I was about to say.
This fucking bro drives a Subaru over here. This fucking.
Yeah, this guy fucking. This guy's in Gryffindor. The fuck out of here.
She looks like a haunted ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah. She's giving me goosebumps. From the move show. Goosebumps.
Oh, well, I'm looking at the guy.
Wait, who am I supposed to be looking at?
That's Isabella Rossellini back when you could get a sniff of that.
I love that. I like that that jawline she's got.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. That was a very bad picture.
Yeah, I looked at the guy. Whoa. Oh, wait, this is the same chick?
Yes, yeah, the same broad.
What happened to her? She became a fucking lesbo?
Jesus Christ. She hit a gypsy with a car?
Yeah, she looks like she fucking plays on a blackjack table. She's a dealer.
Jesus Christ.
She looks like she works at a Cheesecake Factory with that fucking outfit. She's got a fucking Adam's apple.
She looks like that broad.
Show us number option number three.
Yeah, show us number three.
All right. Come on.
She's got a face like a leopard.
As someone who has fallen asleep on a dog... Well, I will say that is your kind of woman.
You know, I don't know.
She'll forgive you. She'll forgive and she'll forget. That's Drea De Mateo, beautiful name for a beautiful woman.
I don't know any of their names, so, you know.
Well, you got Leah Remini. That's the queen of the king of the queens.
I still don't believe that's Leah Remini, but it's the king of the queens. I'm not convinced.
Shannon, back me up.
You got to convince me here. You're giving me fake news.
That is 100% her. I'm going to find a younger picture.
You give me fucking fake.
Find
those,
something man. From like an FHM or something.
Guys,
classy.
Guys, nobody's eating cheese.
Oh, this is
something.
Something classy.
Model.
Look
at those tits. The décolletage. The fucking. That's American Eagle blouse.
All hail Lord Xenu for them titties. Yeah.
Lord fucking Zerka Zerka.
There's two things I know.
Tell me.
Fucking chink shit and dick sucking lips.
Ooh.
Those are world class.
You got both. I'm just fucking with you.
I'm a goat.
You know us. We love breaking bread
and breaking balls. Oh, my mia. I don't know any of those girls' name, and that's still not Leah Remini.
This stopped being entertaining for Shannon a long time ago.
We've had our highs and our lows, but
I think these are the women we got. We got Mary Fongulwack, Leah Remini, the queen of the king of the queens, Isabella Rossellini, haunted ventriloquist dummy, Drea De Mateo from The Sopranos. Shout out to the Sopranos podcast. Also,
good guys. Those guys are good guys.
By the way,
I mean, I
ran into them the other day. I had no face mask.
No mask.
They were pissed.
They were pissed.
They got a thing for the mask. These guys worried about it.
These guys, you gotta wear the mask. It's about respect.
But what's respect? But what do they fucking believe in this thing? Yeah. Come on, it's not real.
Oh, you want them to go meet Gandolfini next week? You gotta wear the mask. By the way, of course, this episode is a tribute to our fallen hero, the original
Feeny.
James Gandolfini. Shannon, you got a death count on him?
I don't know what that means.
Tell me the day how long it's been since he's been dead. Like I texted about last night.
Shannon, hold on, Shannon.
Or I may have made that up.
I just smacked the shit out of Shannon. You guys...
I may have made that up thinking I texted it to you while I was very high watching a movie.
Oh.
Everybody on the audio version, hold on. I just fucking gave her a good whack.
Oh.
It was a June 19th, 2013.
Oh.
Wow.
A day that will live. In infamy.
Unbelievable, you know. And the thing is that they're filming the movie in my neighborhood.
The many saints of the newer.
And I swear to God, I saw his son and I said, Jesus fucking Christ, he looks just like his father.
Just like his father.
He looks just
how does that happen?
Like his father. It's almost, I don't
like,
know
it's
how.
Almost like half his DNA is from his father.
It's like he's just a big sperm, you know. His sperm is just out and about.
It grew.
It grew.
In
like
a bathroom.
Chia pet.
Holding orange juice.
I mean, I couldn't fucking believe my eyes. I cried, I prayed, and I cried, and then I made a sandwich. But, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Gandalfine.
I can't wait till that fucking movie comes out. I'm going to see it in IMAX twice. Two times.
Once for me, once for Jimmy.
Once for Jimmy. Not you.
No.
Not you.
Gandalfine. Oh, the original. Jimmy. The original.
My God, what are
so
you
So Mary Fongulwack.
Oh, yeah, we're still on this.
Leah Remini, Isabella Rossellini, Drea De Mateo, Jimmy the Gook, your
Jimmy,
thoughts.
Yeah, go for it.
I tell you what, I'm going to marry Drea because I'm going to be hitting that for life. Life. And, yeah, I'm going to whack the fucking Mario Bosco looking girl. You guys know who Mario Bosco is?
No, I just laughed out of respect.
That was a funny name.
You're my guest, so I figured I'd laugh.
Bring up Mario Bosco.
Bring up Mario Bosco over here. Bring up pictures so we can keep talking about pictures.
And obviously, I'm going to fuck Leah Remini.
Hey!
I'm going to fuck the Scientology back in that fucking room.
Here's your... What the fuck is that?
It's Isabella Rossellini.
This looks like the guy I used to cheat off in the third grade. Who the fuck is this kid? He looks like a UNICEF kid.
And looks like a lesbian wished to be a real boy.
He looks like he needs fucking change. I mean, and I mean that literally and figuratively.
They look like the last runner-up in a Pee Wee Herman look-alike contest.
He looks like fucking, like Dobby from Harry Potter. Thumpa eat! I can do impressions.
Yeah. I've heard that about you. Some people find it endearing.
He looks like fucking Dobby, this fucking guy. So wait, you telling me that... You gonna fuck that?
No, that's what I'm whacking. Looks like that's why he's gonna kill her.
All right, listen, Leah Remini, she's fucking Ungats in the head, so she's getting whacked. I'm fucking the Sopranos broad because she's probably got a nice choach on her, and I'm gonna marry that fucking ventriloquist doll because she must have money if she could afford that fucking Cheesecake Factory outfit.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm doing. Isabella Rossellini. You gotta go. You gotta go.
Bye bye.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Hit the road.
Goodbye. Concrete shoes. You know what I mean?
Get out of here.
Now, Drea De Mateo, she can get it. But I don't know her. I don't got no connection to her. I don't know what she's like. So that is a ba bow! And then I'm out.
And you're out.
Leah Remini, she's no stranger to sharing a bed with a big man.
Hey.
She knows. She knows, all right? And listen, baby, I'll be your Doug Heffernan.
Jesus Christ, that's Kevin James. That's a Kevin James reference.
I'm marrying Leah Remini.
Damn, what are you going to do? You got to do what you got to do. And that's it?
And that's it. We got one more.
We got one more. Fungu.
Mary, Fungu.
Blue eyes.
I got to have a piece of cheese.
Have respect.
I got to have a piece of cheese. Jimmy, you're not eating and you're making me nervous. Hey, you
got
to eat.
Guy, you got that from fucking the Sixth Train.
It's fucking good.
Guy.
It's really good.
Yay.
This guy brought fucking
it tastes horrible.
Mozzarella from Grand Central Station over here.
It's from Murray's Cheese. Don't be breaking my fucking balls, all right? At least I came with some. What'd you come with?
I came with the jokes.
Yeah. And you're piloting
about
this.
It. And you're piloting this. That's about it. You lent me a hat.
Whatever.
All right.
Frankie.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Deanie.
Why are they dudes? But it's fine. Again with the dudes.
Here's one for you.
Gay Italians.
Anthony Cumbia.
By far one of my top three blacks. Sammy Davis Jr. God bless him.
Oh, I thought it was Nat King Cole.
Oh, what's the fucking difference, right?
Oh,
they're
shit.
All playing. They're all singing in black and white. That's all I know.
All right. So,
come on. Come on. You're gonna
Dean Martin. Now listen, it's been known I like to enjoy a cocktail or two. Uh-huh. That's a man could put them away.
You damn right he can.
Sammy Davis Jr., though, once you get the cocaine going,
ooh.
That's a man to stay up all night. He's got a fake iPhone.
He's got a fake iPhone, you said?
Fake iPhone. Fake eye full of cocaine.
Oh, I think he's got a fake iPhone.
No, yeah, fuck
a lot of the blacks got fake
iPhones. This guy sold it to him.
A lot of the blacks got fake iPhones. It's called Cricket Mobile.
Moon Cricket Mobile.
It's the name of the episode, Moon Cricket Mobile.
Please do not do that.
Ay, madonna mia. Jesus Christ.
I mean, you gotta have respect. Frank Sinatra.
Frankie.
You gonna say no to those eyes? No. You say no
baby
to old blue eyes?
No. Old That's Frankie fucking blue eyes.
That's your husband.
You fucking, yeah.
Treat him with respect.
Yeah. That's what you wanna come home to.
I mean, you know, I wanna fuck this guy. I want him to fuck my ass. I want Frank Sinatra to fuck my ass. Dean Martin, I wanna marry. And then the other guy I'm gonna kill for a reason that I don't wanna talk about.
Because he's saying the Candyman.
Yeah, I don't mind that. The third guy's got to go. You know, sorry, pal. I enjoyed your fucking tap dancing. See ya. And then Frankie, boy, come on. You got to give it. I want him to fuck my ass.
I'm a marry Sinatra. Now listen. Dean Martin, he might be a little too drunk to get it up.
I mean,
a little sloppy. Sammy Davis Jr., though, he's all coked up. But fun fact. From Baby Dick Damara.
Baby Dick Damara.
Baby Dick Damara.
Baby Dick E.
Hey, Sammy Davis Jr. Church of Satan.
What? What? We're just taking a turn right now. Right now, this is taking this podcast is taking a turn.
Oh. It's getting really dark. I don't like to talk about
what
demons.
What is this, the History Channel?
Shannon talks about ghosts. She's drinking. Shannon's drinking.
Oh.
On the job.
Shannon's got a
She's got a bottle of Absolute. You didn't see it.
Yep.
This is taking a turn, and I want to talk about it. Okay. I want to talk about it right now, okay? Satan, got demons.
The Dark Lord goes wherever Sammy Davis Jr. goes.
What
they called him the Dark Lord.
Gabagool.
Elaborate.
Known member, commiserator, Church of Satan, Anton LaVey.
Uh-huh.
And Sammy Davis Jr. hung out.
Uh-huh.
Sammy Davis Jr. worshipped the Dark Lord Satan.
And that's why he was able to hang out with the whites.
I think that is how he made his leap.
His white leap to the white back.
Well, he was also Jewish. Splitting hairs, if you ask me.
For the Jews to accept a black, he had to play Ouija
board. I meant Jews and Satan.
Wait, the Jews are also part of Satan?
I mean splitting hairs, if you ask me.
Jesus Christ, my fucking mind is blown. It's like that movie, The Beautiful Mind, all the fucking algebra.
I got my conspiracy theory.
This guy.
My arm.
This guy's like a fucking Snapple fact. I mean, what the fuck?
The brothers like to say that to me. They call it Snapple facts. I call it having limited information.
Fucking guy. I don't know. You trust them, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. How's it in your hand?
Okay.
I can't read.
Yeah, what is this? High school?
Read
it to me.
Yeah,
what is this? Reading class?
Yeah, I don't have my glasses. I don't have my glasses.
It says, according to Vice, a group of actors invited Davis to a party at a nightclub. The incredibly risque party was hosted by the church.
Risque?
Which is the Church of Satan.
What does that mean?
The Church of Satan.
Google risque.
Davis would attend satanic parties for the next few years and join the church. Those sources differ as the chronology. Davis really connected with the church's morals.
All right, so you got yourself a sick motherfucker here.
So he was baptized?
No. Church of Satan.
Whoa, man, it's fucking blowing my
You know
mind.
They don't like the water.
Hey, this is blowing
They're not
going to
get baptized.
Mind right now. I thought
the water
that was
goes right off
believe.
Him like a duck.
I thought that was like a duck. That's right. I forgot they have water repellent feathers. Holy shit, my mind is fucking blown. Okay.
So in honor of our great Lord Jesus Christ, I think I gotta kill Sammy Davis.
Wow, I like how that whole thing got turned around. It all led back to the reason why you gotta kill Sammy Davis Jr.
You gotta whack him.
Because he's a
In fire. The name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Praise
Jesus,
his name.
Excuse me. Jesus Christ.
Praise his name.
Jesus' name. Man. What do we do? We got wine we could drink.
What else? Did anybody not do this?
Did you do yours?
Yeah. Let me do mine, yeah. I'm marrying fucking Sammy Davis Jr. guy. Let me tell
we
you
We just
why.
Talked about it. He's the fucking
hey.
Devil.
Hey.
What's wrong with the, you know, hey. I don't know, man.
Hey. I'm like de Blasio. You know what I mean? But, you know. What? Blasio, he's got a black wife.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you see him in fucking New Year's all by himself? Dancing in Times Square by himself, like half a fucking Finnuke?
Yeah.
What the fuck was he doing over there?
Was he really?
His wife was there. They needed to turn the lights up.
It was like Ryan Seacrest and another gay were hosting. And then they're in there like, Happy New Year. And it's just people in boxes. It was fucking depressing. What happened to New York City? Let's skip what you had to say. Let's go right. Let's go right into what happened to New York. This is a segment of the show called "What Happened to New York." Hold on, I'm gonna press all the buttons.
Shit kicking, stinky horse manure smelling motherfucker, you.
That's actually a perfect drop.
I love the sound bites. Okay?
I love the sound bite. Let me press it all.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Very good.
Gee, I wish I was big just once.
Did you make these sound bites, Kay?
Gee, I wish I was big just once.
All right, I like this one for new. This segment is called What Happened to New York?
You shit-kicking, stinky, horse manure-smelling motherfucker, you!
Tell me about it.
What happened? This is not the New York I grew up in.
No grit.
Now, I didn't grow up in New York. I grew up in North Bergen. corner of 81st Street. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. Back then.
Back then?
Or still now?
Since then, some of your people. But...
What do you mean?
Okay. Hey.
But, I mean, beautiful. Now you go out, you got fucking, you know, the people that put the mayonnaise on the corn. I don't want it.
Damn.
Right, New York is not good.
And then you come, you hear about New York your whole life. You think, that's where I got to be. That's what business is.
Yeah.
Just going to the city. You remember that? Remember that for your kid?
The city.
The city.
Remember the fucking city.
You go, remember Flushing?
Yeah, your mother turned the ring around. Yeah. So the diamond was facing inside, so nobody would try and
just
rob it.
Just because you were a little nervous on the train. You know? Yeah. But that's all. It was just a little bit being nervous on the train. Yeah. But when you got off the train, it was fucking paradise.
Yeah.
Fucking Virgin Megastore.
Yeah.
It was, you could go there and get porn. You know? Yeah. I was a little kid getting porn at the Virgin Megastore. There was nobody bothering me.
Oh, my.
None of this fucking... You got the fucking monks there now? They want to give you a bookmark? Yeah. And
whoa,
you gotta,
whoa.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay. The religious figures.
Yeah.
I thought you were shortening a word.
No. Oh.
What is it? No.
This guy, he's making me do a riddle over here.
Hey, guy, you want to do a fucking riddle over here? It's like a can of hat. My voice is killing me right now.
This has been a taxing experiment, to say the least. I think we're gonna wrap it up momentarily.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna wrap it up in about 30 minutes. But
okay, thank God.
What happened, New York?
Who knew this gets old after 20 minutes?
Yeah, who knows? I gotta come up with another idea.
Can you believe people base their entire personality on this horse shit? They make it a lifestyle.
I'm going to pitch this idea to Riot Cast so I can just do it one more time.
He's going to go around
the Hey, this guy came to me with a good idea to do this Italian podcast. And
it'll be the third one we've had on this network. This the Jersey Jerks.
Having to be up all night. You got to have Andre on it. You got to have Andre on it. He's got to be a part of it. What are we going to do, man? What happened to New York?
This ain't the New York I grew up in, but what are you going to do? You got to bring it.
It ain't
you got to be who you are.
Yep.
And you got to respect where you're from.
You got to be confident, you know. You got to believe in yourself. I believe in New York. We're going to bring it back, okay? It's a little tiny valley. And what's the opposite of a valley? It's a valley right now. We're in a little bit of a slump, okay? But it's only a matter of time till we rise like the fucking phoenix.
And you take that valley. You hide a few bodies at the bottom.
You
put some shit on top. Yeah. And then you build on that. Then you build on that. Then you build on that. And now look where you fucking are.
Empire City Yonkers Raceway Casino. Look at that, okay? Take the canoe. Leave the gun. Take the gun on.
Oh!
And with that, I think we're going to wrap this up. We got our first live show, Atlantic City Comedy Club.
Atlantic City Comedy Club. See us all there. We're going to do
January 29th, 30th, and 32nd. 31st is Comedians at a Compound.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right, we're all going to be there.
Look at that.
Ew. Who's that guy?
What was that the whole fucking time? We needed that. He did that. Good job, Dylan. It's about time. Look at that.
I was hoping yours was going to be a Chinese food container. All right.
Guys,
I've been
this was
Baby
fun.
Dick Damara.
My name, Michael Anthony, or you call me Fat Tony.
Jimmy the Gook Gandolfini.
Jimmy the Gook. This is a lot of fun, guys.
And as always, R.I.P. James Gandolfini.
Rest in peace, James Gandolfini. Guys, fucking hashtag Italians only. I want to see it blow up on Twitter, all right? I want to see a response from you guys that we've never seen before.
Of course, I don't tweet because I ain't a fucking bird.
Fago! Take care, everybody. God bless.
And one more time. Remember, this is for Italians only, where we break bread
and we break bulls.
That's all, folks.